My name is José González Cabañas, as you have said. I'm coming from Universidad Carlos III de Madrid in Spain. I'm a PhD student, and today I'm going to present you our research on unveiling and quantifying Facebook exploitation of sensitive personal data for advertising. I've done this research with my advisors, Ángel Cuevas and Rubén Cuevas. So let's start with the presentation. What motivated us to do this research was one day, my advisor, was browsing in Facebook when he received the following ad. This ad comes from a company called Mr. B&B, but basically the ad states, connect with the gay community in Barcelona and rent affordable places from people like you. So this ad was assuming that my advisor was gay. As you may know, some of you may know, in Facebook there is a set of ad preferences or interests that are used by advertisers to reach people. So for example, if I'm a travel agency, I will be interested in showing my ads to people that are interested in travels. Or if I'm a sport company, in sports. And in the set of interests that my advisor had, there was one linked to homosexuality. So after looking at this, our main research question was how many people was assigned with this, kind of interests. And in Europe, recently has been enforced a new law, which is a general data protection regulation new, and it's enforced in all the European Union. It's called the GDPR. So our research question was, how many people in Europe are assigned with this sensitive personal information in this context of the GDPR? But before, we need to know what is sensitive personal information. And according to the GDPR, sensitive information is information revealing political opinion, religious beliefs, sexuality, health life, and racial or ethnic origin. And the processing of this kind of information is forbidden unless you have explicit consent from the user. But what happened before this law? Because our research was made a few months before the GDPR. But what happened before? Well, there was several laws in the different countries of the European Union that consider illegal this processing, this data processing of sensitive information. And, for example, the Spanish DPA, Data Protection Agency, and the French DPA fined Facebook, among other things, for this issue. So once we have motivated our project, let's solve our research question. But in order to solve our question, we need to have a large data set of interests assigned to real users. How do we collect that? Well, we have presented last year in CAI our tool FDBT, which is a browser extension that estimates the economical value you generate in Facebook while browsing. So we collected information from more than 4,500 real users, and we collected the ad preferences or the interests assigned to their profiles. So with this, we ended up with a really large data set of more than 5 million interests, from which 126,000 are unique. And we can guarantee that these interests have been assigned to real people, to real Facebook users. So now we have our data set, we have our real interests, which ones are sensitive and which ones are not. So we can classify them, and we made a classification of the data set of interest. We asked for the help of 12 panelists that were faculty and PhD students from our university, and we asked them to classify each interest, each one of the 126,000 interests, into sensitive or not. You imagine their faces when we told them that. Of course, it's unfeasible to manually label 126,000 interests manually. So what we had to do was narrow our set of interests in order to provide them with a subset manually affordable. So what we did is we applied an automatic detection of the interests that are more likely to be sensitive, to be sensitive. So what we did is just for each one of the 126,000 interests, we applied semantic similarity between each one and a list of keywords that represents the concepts of sensitive information as defined before in the GDPR. So for each interest, we have a score between 0 and 1, which 0 means low similarity, 1 high similarity, and we ended up with our data set of interests having each one a score. This figure shows the CDF of the similarity, semantic similarity score of each interest. So now we had to provide our panelists a set of interests manually affordable to classify them into sensitive or not sensitive. So we have to find a threshold which is a compromise between interests that are more likely to be sensitive, but without giving them a list big, we have to give them a small list of interests. So we selected 0.6, and we ended up with a bit more than 4,400 likely sensitive interests. So now we have our set. We can ask the panelists, okay, you have this interest, please classify them. So the panelists were able to classify our interests into one of the 5 sensitive categories I mentioned you before: sexuality, health, politics, religion, or ethnicity. Or in other or not known, in the case they don't know what the interest is meaning. For this purpose, we gave them contextual information such as the name, the topic, and each interest received at finally 5 votes. In order to classify one interest as sensitive, we used majority voting. That is, 3 or more votes classify one interest and as sensitive. With this, we ended up with a list of validated sensitive interests validated by our panelists, which is of 2,092 sensitive interests. So now that we have our list of sensitive interests manually classified, we can request Facebook the number of users that are assigned with some sensitive interest. So what we do is just we use the Facebook Ads Manager API. For those who don't know, the Facebook Ads Manager API is an API in which you input some parameters and Facebook gives you the potential reach of the parameters that you have defined. For example, if I'm an sport agency, I will say, okay, tell me people interested in sports in Baltimore. And Facebook will tell me, okay, there are 2,000 people interested in that. So our request is something similar like this. How many users in a given country from Europe are interested in an ad preference 1, ad preference 2, ad preference N? And for our list of 2,092 interests. So, for example, how many people in France are interested in communism or Islam or veganism? Now that we have the number of people that are being tagged with an interest sensitive, we can solve our research problem, our question that was how many people in Europe are assigned with sensitive personal information. And we have here the results. As you can see here, in the European Union, more than 73% of Facebook users are assigned with some interests of the list of 2,000 I've told you before we extracted. And if we extrapolate this to citizens in the European Union, this is a bit more than 40% of users. For example, in Germany is 30%, in Malta is 66%. That means that between 1 and 2/3 of citizens in each country are assigned with some potentially sensitive interest. But, of course, some of you may ask, okay, this is a list of 2,000 potentially sensitive interests, there could be some interests that are more likely to be sensitive than others. We can argue on that. But in order to still show that the problem is important, we selected a set of 20, I like to call them, very sensitive interests. This list of 20 interests have been validated by an expert of the Spanish Data Protection Agency as not compliant with the new GDPR. For example, communism, Islam, homosexuality, reproductive health, Judaism, oncology, and so on. And among this list of only 20 interests, in the European Union, the number of Facebook users that have been assigned with some of these 20 interests is a bit more than 40% of users, of Facebook users. And if we extrapolate this to the number of citizens for the whole European Union, that means that almost one of each four citizens have one or more than of these 20 interests. I've told you that this was not compliant with the GDPR unless you received explicit consent from the user. So we looked for the reasons of assignment of an interest, something we gathered as well in our dataset. There are several reasons why Facebook assigns you an interest, due to a like on a page related to sports, for example, or because you click in that page, or because you have installed an application related to sports, or whatever. But the only one that seems to have a knowledge from the user is that the user added it. However, in very few cases, users proactively add sensitive interests. So that seems that we don't have the consent from the user. Now, we wanted to prove that any person with a Facebook account could target people, could show ads to people based on sensitive parameters. So we ran three ad campaigns, one related to religion, another one related to politics, and another one related to sexuality. And we showed them an ad of our plugin, the FDVT, and we were able to reach more than 26,000 users. So that means that more than 26,000 users were displayed our ad at a cost of only 35 euros. So what implies that? That implies risk. Because if I'm able to show my ad to people based on sensitive interests, then I could make hate campaigns. I could try to target people. For example, if I am a neo-Nazi organization, I could target people, interested in Judaism or homosexuality, and I will show them an offensive advertisement. Or, for example, re-identification attacks. I could try to do a phishing-like attack. If we take a ballpark estimation of the results we have extracted before of our campaigns, we could say, okay, with an attack success rate of 9% extracted from literature, reaching one user is at a cost of less than 1 euro. And even if you are not happy with this number, if we think about a success rate 100 times below, the cost of reaching one user with our advertisement is less than 2 euros. So imagine this in countries like Saudi Arabia, where being homosexual is not allowed. So this is a snapshot extracted yesterday from the Facebook API, and we see that the number of people which is labeled with an interest, with this interest homosexuality, is almost 700,000 people in Saudi Arabia. If I were in Saudi Arabia, I wouldn't like to be target as interested in homosexuality. I don't know you, but that's my personal opinion. I think that Facebook should avoid this kind of things. Of course, our research was done before the GDPR, and we think and we thought that it was relevant to show our preliminary results to the community and to the stakeholders in order to let them know that there were many users affected and assigned with sensitive interests. So after submitting our paper to the USENIX Security Conference, we made available a preprinted version in archive. And it had a lot of impact in European news media. As you can see here, Financial Times, Le Figaro, French, etc. And recently, the ICO, which is the DPA from the UK, has made a study based on the Cambridge Analytica scandal. I have to tell that our research was done before the Cambridge Analytica scandal, but well, however, the ICO has made this research, this report, and in this report they have mentioned our work, telling that targeting people or tagging people with interests at with sensitive interests is a thing that we should investigate, and that this is important to take an eye of on this. So, which is the conclusion of our research and our presentation? Well, Facebook should avoid labeling users with sensitive information, because, well, not only it will avoid running afoul the Article 9 of the GDPR or many other laws, but also it may protect users from possible risks of exploiting this kind of information. But now, what happens? What happens after the GDPR? We have made again the results a few days ago, and we have seen that Facebook have removed 17 interests from the list of 2,000 that have been manually classified. From those ones, 5 come from the list of very sensitive, of 20 very sensitive, I like to call them that, okay, the list of 20 verified by the experts, the DPI expert, and those ones are the ones removed: communism, Islam, Quran, socialism, and Christianity, regarding politics and religion. This is a good thing that Facebook is taking some effort in improving and doing that, but we think that there is still so much work to do, because if we take the remaining in the list of 2,000 sensitive and or the remaining 15 of the verified interest, we have that the portion of citizens and Facebook users is still high. So the portion of citizens in the European Union that are labeled with some interest, with some sensitive interest, is still high. So thank you very much for your attention, and I would be glad to ask to answer any question you may have. Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks, Jose, for that talk. Folks, we have the microphone up front if you'd like to queue up and ask any questions you might have.
Kevin from University of Chicago. Thank you for the nice and timely talk. So can you say a little bit more about how did you collect the data set? Like, how did you select these users? Are they just random users on Facebook, or like, do you have any like criteria to filter out some other users?
I mean, we asked Facebook the parameter. We asked Facebook for the number of users that have assigned one sensitive parameter. So our data set extracts real users. I'm not understanding your question. If you can repeat it again, please.
Oh, I'm just asking, like, are these users just randomly selected by Facebook, or like, how like any commonality between these users?
I'm not understanding. If you want, we can talk it.
Okay,
later.
We can take it offline. Yeah.
Sorry.
Hi, great talk. Do you have any sense of what changes Facebook made in light of GDPR to avoid being, because it sounds like if they hadn't made changes, they'd be in violation for, you know, hundreds of millions of people. Do you have any sense of what changes were made so that there is some kind of affirmative consent on this tracking?
This is the last slide I showed you. It's all the information we have about what have Facebook changed. They have only removed 17 interests, but we haven't contacted Facebook. We don't know if we think that they are doing changes in order to be compliant with that law, but we haven't contacted with them, so we don't have much more information.
Okay.
Hi, I'm just wondering, do you have any results in terms of, are there any correlations between secondary non-sensitive kind of labels with the sensitive labels that you've actually identified? In other words, can you identify communism, Quran, Islam without actually looking at those, but looking at other factors?
No, that's an interesting question, but we haven't done this kind of analysis, sir.
Hey, thanks for the interesting talk. So I was wondering, you could use these particular ads to target people with particular interests, right? Was there any way you could reverse engineer these ads to see why it was being shown to particular groups of people from the Facebook platform?
So how do we identify people?
No, so from the other point, so you used particular interests to target these ads to certain people. Could you use these ads to identify what interests these ads were based on?
Yeah. Okay. Well, in Facebook, there is you can access in each ad, there is a button in which you can see why the ad is displayed to you. Mm-hmm. They provide you some information about why this ad is being displayed, but we are not sure if the information is complete because it could be several reasons and several interests why you are being displayed this ad.
Right. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mike Gutenberg. I have a question. Why your focus, a number of slides mentioned EU citizens versus Facebook user populations, and why the focus on EU citizens specifically?
We focus on users or citizens independently. I mean, we use the number of users we have in a country, in the European country, or the number of citizens in the country to stretch our ratio.
But why, I guess I don't, is anything specific about citizens versus residents within the EU or users?
No, I mean, there is nothing special in that. I'm not understanding your question. I'm not seeing your point.
Just a number of slides specifically referred to EU citizens versus
Facebook
users, for instance.
Yes. You mean what's the difference between those ones?
Yes.
Okay. The Facebook users is the number of users that a country has. So if we have 5,000 users in Spain,
yep,
assigned with a sensitive interest, we extract the ratio between the number of users that live in Spain, that have a Facebook account and live in Spain. And for citizens, we made this ratio by the number of citizens that Spain has.
Might you have chosen it based on looking at GDPR?
What?
Might it have been related to studying GDPR and looking at citizens versus, residents?
I'm
is that
sure.
What you're asking for?
Yeah, I'm not totally sure why the distinction, why specifically talk about citizens and what that means.
We talk about citizens because we wanted to extract a ratio, an understanding of European citizens. I mean, how this affect to the European countries, to the whole population, not only to Facebook users.
Yes, okay. Specifically in preparation for GDPR and the change in regulations, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, let's see. Thank you for all your questions, and thank you for your talk.